ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Glen Burnie Richard Hamilton Show. I'm Glen Burnie, and my partner, Mr. Richard Hamilton, is here along for the ride, yawning as ever and just raring to go, and he'll be getting us a few little options of what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And as we continue with the music format of this great radio station, how about some more from the wicked Wilson Pickett? Good morning, and doesn't that sound good? Mr. Wilson Pickett from 1959 and I Found a Love. Wow, isn't this great being here? And I'd like to thank some of those listeners who called us up last week, like that nice young girl from Hicksville, Long Island, who couldn't believe that we were on the air, but we are. And she knows our program director's brother, Mike, so... we thought we'd say a little bit of hello there tonight to her. And along the lines to some of the other people out there, we'd like to wish a nice young lady named Phyllis, who had a slight motorcycle accident, and we hope that she'll be feeling a little bit better as time goes on. And on a serious note, if there is anybody out there in a car, this time of year, you will note that there are a few more motorcycles on the road than normally, so keep your eyes open and look out both sides of the car, and please don't run these people over. There's enough accidents that occur. We don't need a few more to the pile. Moving along, Mr. Richard Hamilton, my partner here last week as we left the show, thought it a good idea to do something that would be very informative to our listening audience. So we put him on a special project, and he was all excited about it, and he kept calling me up every night to tell me how much progress he's been making on it. And I thought we'd really let him get into it tonight. So without any further ado, over the mighty 1290 WGLI, here is Rich, and he's going to tell you about his project. Right, Rich?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I wish you hadn't built it up the way that you did, and I don't know why you told everybody I called you up every night, because that certainly wasn't true. But in any case, folks, I want to tell you all it's a real pleasure to be back here, and I'm really enjoying it, and I hope you guys are also. Well, it's that time of the year again, getting really nice weather, insufferable heat, convertibles, baseball, and the beach. And when you talk about the beach, all you can think of are all those luscious girls with their scantily clad, sun-bronzed bodies. Right, Glenn?
Oh,
my God. Anyway, back to business. I'm sure you guys are tired of eating your hearts out. How would you like to pick these girls up instead, huh? All right. Today, we're going to give you stallions some real dynamite pointers on how to be successful on picking up girls at the beach. But first, we're going to ask all the ladies to remove themselves from the room. Come on, get out. Are they all gone? Okay, guys, write these down. Very first thing you do, and this is the most obvious and by far the best, is get yourself a job as a lifeguard. For some stupid reason, girls are attracted to them. But if you can't swim, forget it. Number two, have a catch with some of the guys and accidentally on purpose throw the ball in the direction of your prey. After they throw it back a couple of times, nonchalantly walk over and say, "Hey, you guys want to play? Seems we can't play without you." Third, and this is a real bold approach for all you smooth-talking, good-looking guys. What you gotta do there is you run past their blanket, you kick sand in their faces. You'll definitely get their attention. Number four, if you're in the water, what you simply do there is position yourself discreetly in the environs of your heartthrob. Fake a cramp, scream bloody murder, and hope she's smart enough to rescue you. But whatever you do, all right? Make sure there are no other guys around unless you want to get picked up by the wrong sex. Number five, for those of you guys who really want sympathy, make believe you've lost your car keys and ask people around you to frantically help you look for them. Let me tell you, you're going to get tons of sympathy. It really works. Believe me, guys, you might even get a ride. Number six, for you sports out there with tons of chips, offer to pick something up for the girls when you go to the concession stand. If they say yes, don't expect or ask for reimbursement. You want to create the illusion you're filthy rich, all right? Number seven, If you really want to be a hero, what you do is you take along a dozen mice and a baseball bat, release the little buggers, and club your way into the fluttering heart of your lady in distress. And number 10, for those of you guys out there who really have no fear of rejection whatsoever, is the old time-honored macho approach. Just walk right on up to her, look her right in the eye, tell her you've got the hots for her, and see what happens. Always be prepared to duck. And there you have it, guys. 10 can't-miss ways of attracting chicks. Good luck and happy hunting. All right, and tomorrow's a great day to really check it out, so I wish you all the very best. Oh, by the way, I'm sure there's a couple of sharp guys out there who noticed that I skipped number 8 and number 9. Well, that was done on purpose, all right? And what I'd like you guys to do is to send me your suggestions as to what you think number 8 and number 9 should be. Send your special techniques to Rich and Glenn at... Where are we? Oh, yeah. At WGLI, 1290 Peconic Avenue, Babylon, New York. Okay? Now, the very best suggestions will be read over the air and acknowledged. All right, so let's keep this show rolling along with a little something by the Pointer Sisters.
Pointer Sisters on the Glenn Burnie Richard Hamilton Show. Oh, they just sound so delightful. Oh, I like that routine Richie went through. I thought that was just something special. And if you liked it too, then why don't you give us those missing two ways to find yourself some nice, fine women and send it care of Glenn Burnie, Richard Hamilton, care of the mighty 1290 WGLI 1290 Peconic Avenue, Babylon, New York, 11704.
WGLI!
The Chamber Brothers and I Wish It Would Rain, an old Motown tune on the mighty 1290 WGLI. Richard stepped out a couple of seconds for some coffee, but he reminded me that before he left, he forgot to tell all the ladies to come back after he did his routine, so women, come on back. And by the way, when you do come back, come on back to Chick Snack Town. That's right, Chick Snack Town at 1919 French Street, East Meadow, Pathmark Mall, was so impressed with the results last week of the WGLI radio ad that once again, they are asking you to come down and enjoy their $1 breakfast special. That's right, $1 for eggs, any way you like it, with toast and coffee. Coffee is Richard's favorite drink, I guess, right? So come on down to Chick Snack Town in the East Meadow Pathmark Mall and start your day the egg breakfast way. Richard, you know, did such a wonderful job on this philosophy of how to find women at the beach there, that we were you know, really wondering what you folks thought of his segment here. And what I'd like you to do, if there's somebody out there listening besides the fish at sea and the boats at Fire Island and anybody else that may be listening to us somewhere between the Hicksville area and all the way out to the eastern Long Island where we can be received, I'd like you to pick up your phone and dial area code 516-587-1414, and especially all you men out there, tell us what you thought. And meanwhile, right now, I'd like to take you to a legend, Mr. Otis Redding.
I've been loving you.
WGLI.
Years of continuous service for Long Island, WGLI Babylon, the mighty 1290.
Well, you're listening to the Glen Burnie Richard Hamilton Show. Stevie Wonder on the mighty 1290 WGLI Babylon, where if you'd like to say hello to us tonight, give us a call at 516-587-1414, and we'll put you on the air and make you a celebrity. All you have to do is dial 516-587-1414 and say hello. We'd like to hear from you. And now we'd like to take you back a couple of years to something that Mr. Barry McGuire did, a kind of a semi-classic. It never did too well on the charts, but it's something we think you'll get a good feeling about. Here's Barry McGuire. What's exactly the matter with me, Mr. Barry McGuire, on the mighty 1290 WGLI? And now, we'd like to give you the following commentary from the Glen Burnie file. Hello, I'm Glen Burnie, and I must tell you that it completely depresses me that red fire hydrants are becoming a thing of the past. For some reason, our political leaders have decided to change these protectors against fire to all sorts of colors, from black in Brooklyn to blue in Valley Stream and yellow in parts of Suffolk. Why not sky blue pink? This is ridiculous. If a fire breaks out and you have a red fire truck, where do you go? Do you call the fire commissioner to find out what color fire hydrant you use? Worst of all, if you are walking your male dog, he could die from kidney failure trying to figure out what happened to his red fire hydrant, because the hydrants now come in all colors. It's page 2 to this. Really, this could get so out of hand that the kids from neighboring New York City might not be able to stay cool in the summer because they are unable to find a red fire hydrant. So please, write to your congressman, write to the president, write to anybody. Send him or her a can of red paint, and he will get the message. Demand a red fire hydrant. Also, don't forget to send the brush. I'm Glen Burnie, and that's what I think. If you think differently, you could write to me, Glen Burnie, care of WGLI Radio, 1290 Peconic Avenue, Babylon. Mr. Neil Diamond and You'll Forget over the mighty 1290 WGLI. And at this time, we go into our poetic reading by popular demand. Ah, last night my wife Joanne told me that we are going to have an arrival. An arrival, I asked. Joanne said, yes, an arrival. I said, is a 747 going to land in our living room? No, she said, you're going to have an arrival. Ah, now I got it. I figured that since we live behind the Long Island Railroad, the 642 is coming into Lynbrook and landing in my living room. She said, no, no, and persisted, an arrival, an arrival. I said, oh no, your mother is coming. No, she said, but your son is. I said, I don't have a son. To which Joanne replied, you will soon. That. Let's Pretend by the Raspberries. That's what my wife always gives me is raspberries. You know, exciting. Gee, you know, we think there may be a problem with our phone tonight because nobody is calling up. I mean, I really can't believe that nobody's listening to us tonight, however possible that may be. So what we'd like to do is once again repeat our phone number. It's 516-587-1414. And if there's any women out there listening, we'd like you to call us up. And tell us how you told your husband that you had become pregnant, and what was his reaction. You know, it could be an exciting occurrence, and we'd like to know how he reacted. And right now what we'd like to do is, you know, pick up our telephone and call the operator and see if the phone company is working tonight and find out what's going on. So we pick up our little telephone like this, hold the phone, Rich. We put our little finger and dial O, and let's see if we're online.
Did we pay the phone bill?
No, I think we paid the phone bill here. And are we patched in on the board? Good evening. This is Glenn Burney from the mighty 1290 WGLI Radio Babylon, where we do a show from 12:30 till 2 in the morning, and we're talking with you live. And we'd like to know if the phone company is working tonight, because we've asked some of our listeners to call in, and we haven't received any phone calls yet. Are you people operating tonight? Oh, you are operating.
Yes, sir.
I see. And while I have you on the phone, what town do you live in?
Central Islip.
Central Islip. So when you get back home, and if you're not working next Saturday night, why don't you try and give us a listen?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And I wish you a very pleasant good morning.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there we have it. I guess the telephone lines are working, and Beltel is telling. So once again, that mighty 1290 telephone number is 516-587-1414. And don't feel embarrassed to call us. I mean, we're nobody to be afraid of. I mean, look at Rich. He came down here and spoke to everybody. All right. Right now, let's take a look at... Wow, you know, I just noticed my engineer was telling us there was a clock in here. Look at that. It has a big hand and a little hand, and it's 1:15. And that means it's time for Chick Snacktown. That's right. Chick Snacktown at 1919 French Street, East Meadow. Pathmark Mall was so impressed last week with the results of the WGLI ad campaign that once again they're asking you to enjoy their $1 breakfast special. That's right, $1 for eggs any way you like it, with toast and coffee of your choice, even Sanka. So come on down to Chick Snacktown in the East Meadow Pathmark Mall. And, well, I can't even read what I wrote. God, remind me to get another fountain pen. And start your day the egg breakfast way. That's right, Chick Snacktown, 1919 Front Street, East Meadow, Pathmark Mall. And now let's go back to Mr. B.J. Thomas. And after reading this commercial, I am so lonesome I can cry.
Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? It sounds to me
on the mighty 1290 WGLI, and now I'd like to tell you about a wonderful dream.
Last night I had a wonderful dream about you. Last night I had a dream.
WGLI.
Made of stoner.
Steve Martin and King Tut on the mighty 1290. Hey, you know, we like to scoot around town and see what's cooking out there, so we just called up Wee Scotty's on Sunrise Highway. Is that correct, Tony?
Highway, Hubbard's Path.
Corner of Sunrise Highway and Hubbard's Path. It's a white
Babylon.
West Babylon, and there's a big white building standing there on the corner with a big sign on top and yellow lights, and it says Wee Scotty's. And the reason we called you tonight, Tony, is because we noticed that every time we drive to the studios, we see that beautiful building of yours, and there's always a tremendous amount of cars around there, and you know, we think something really exciting must be going on there. So possibly you could tell us a little bit about your place.
Well, we have a band every weekend. Our house band is the Yardleys.
Uh-huh.
Played in England, a few other places, making records. They'll be here this coming weekend. Tonight we have DJ.
And
we, on Wednesday, we have Wednesday and Thursday is ladies' night. They drink free from 8 to 11. Every night we have twofers from 8 to 9. A lot of action going on. It's a mixed crowd. Well, charge at the door.
Well, it sounds like you really do a nice job down there. And I bet you there's some beautiful-looking women down there.
Loads of them, yeah.
You know, early in the beginning of the show when we came on, my partner, Mr. Richard Hamilton, did a whole routine about how to meet some very fine-looking women at the beach, but it seems we don't even have to go to the beach. All we have to do is just stop down at Wee Scotty's on Sunrise Highway in West Islip. Well, we want to thank you.
Babylon.
Oh, Babylon. I'm sorry. We'll get you moved yet. That's West Babylon. So let's correct that for all the listeners. That's Wee Scotty's on Sunrise Highway in West Babylon. And we want to wish Tony a really good and sincere morning and a lot of business. And we want to send as many customers down there to him as we can because we think that sounds like a place to enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Another close, 4 a.m. Open every night.
Every night till 4 a.m. All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. And you have a good day, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. You're on the Mighty 1290 WGLI Babylon.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Don Ross. Sunday editions of the Boston Globe are reporting that the Soviet Union is showing some signs of flexibility in the strategic arms control talks. The paper says the Soviets have dropped a proposed ban on new submarine-launched ballistic missiles. In Livermore, California, anti-nuclear protesters numbering more than 3,500 turned out for a follow-up demonstration. ABC's Aviva Diamond was there.
They came to surround Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory with what they call a circle for peace, joining hands to protest this laboratory where nuclear weapons are designed. They also came to pledge their solidarity with protesters arrested in a much bigger demonstration here on Monday. More than 800 of those protesters are still being held in circus tents at the Santa Rita Jail. They refused to be arraigned individually, and they object to sentences which include 2 years probation. On Monday, a judge will again order them to appear in court, and most of the protesters are expected again to refuse. Aviva Diamond, ABC News, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory.
Now this.
If you've been thinking about cleaning up your tobacco-stained teeth, now's the time to buy Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish. For a limited time only, you can get a cash refund by mail on specially marked packages of Topol, mint or fluoride. Topol is especially formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains, yet it cleans gently enough to be used every day instead of regular toothpaste. So buy Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish now and save money as you watch your tobacco-stained teeth get cleaner and brighter.
I was overweight, but AIDS Diet Cubes helped me get back into a size 12.
The AIDS Diet Plan helps control your appetite so you lose weight, yet you taste, chew, and enjoy the AIDS Diet Cubes. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
AIDS really helped me lose the extra weight, and it has nothing in it to make me nervous.
Question: why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS? AIDS helps you lose weight without making you jittery. Use only as directed.
Floodwaters rose in Arizona Saturday as the snow-swollen Colorado River rushed from dam to dam. Flood damage from the opening of floodgates to relieve pressure in the dams is estimated in the millions of dollars. Some of the beaches in the Grand Canyon National Park have been flooded. Park Superintendent Dick Merks says the water level is up 2 to 3 feet. The Federal Bureau of Reclamation admits it miscalculated the snowmelt this year, but Robert Broadbent, commissioner of the Bureau, says there was no way of knowing that the area was going to have 100-degree temperatures on Memorial Day and a snowstorm the week before. The Bureau has been criticized for permitting the pressure in the dams to reach the critical stage. Western Utah farmers are working to save some 70,000 acres of farmland threatened by drought after floodwaters wrecked a dam and toppled a key aqueduct serving the arid region. To the north in Salt Lake County, raw waste has been pouring into the Jordan River. Crews there are trying to repair a broken sewer pipe. Residents are being warned to avoid water in the river and its network of canals. A congressional report on oil drilling along the Outer Continental Shelf contains sharp criticism for Interior Secretary James Watt and his 5-year leasing plan. Congressman Ed Markey is chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Investigation, which issued the findings Saturday.
The good news is that the plan is not likely to lead to any new oil derricks. so the states don't have to worry. But the reason is that it's bad news as well, is that it won't do anything for our energy situation, because so many states are so afraid that Jim Watts just going to give a license to oil companies to drill wherever they want, that they're going to bring suits that is going to actually prevent legitimate oil drilling off of the coastline.
And Markey says every state involved will take Secretary Watt to court to challenge his policies as long as he continues to feel it's either the Watt way or the highway. Governor John Y. Brown of Kentucky has come out of open-heart surgery at the Kentucky Medical Center in Lexington. His condition is not known, but doctors said the bypass surgery was not risky. I'm Don Ross, ABC News.
A public service message from President Reagan and the Department of the Treasury.
America has long been a nation of savers. We save for our children's education, a new home, vacations, and retirement. Nancy and I are among the 23 million American families who buy and hold United States savings bonds. We buy bonds because they're good for America and good for us. Bonds are easy to buy at banks and through the payroll savings plan. And today's bonds are the best ever offered. For only $25, you can buy a bond that earns the new market-based interest. It's the biggest improvement in 40 years. There's also a minimum guarantee, and bonds are as safe and secure as they've always been. Every bond we buy helps to lower the cost of government and improve our economic health. I urge you to make bonds a part of your regular savings plan. You'll be helping our country and yourself to a better future.
WTLI.
Sam Cooke, the late great, oh, how I love that man, the late great Sam Cooke with Shake on the Mighty 1290. Boy, I remember him back in the early 60s, one great song after another. He was just something special, and we still miss him today. Sam Cooke, up in that great musical place in the sky, we love you dearly. You're on the Mighty 1290 WGLI Babylon, and we are Glenn Burney and Rich Hamilton. And if you're enjoying the show, we'd like you to drop us a postcard or send us a line at WGLI 1290, care of the Glenn Burney Richard Hamilton Show, 1290 Peconic Avenue, Babylon, New York, 11704. And Rich, you're going to read some of those letters on the air, won't you?
Sure, every last one.
Oh, very good. No, I'm glad you're going to do that, because that's important.
Yeah, and if Tony's listening, I'd like him to send down some of those girlfriends that he said he had so many of down there.
Oh.
They could answer our phones for us or keep us company or something like that.
Just don't tell my wife, because, you know, Joanne will come down with a shotgun with my mother-in-law, and I'll probably get shot, you know.
Listen, I won't tell her anything. I'll cover for you. Just be relaxed.
Oh, okay, you know, because my mother-in-law really thinks I have a girlfriend on the side. You know, she goes, where is your husband on a Saturday night or early Sunday morning between those missing hours there? And
you got a perfect cover. You tell him you're down here at the station working hard.
Oh, okay.
That's all you have to tell her.
Oh, all right. We'll try and get away with that. How expensive is alimony payments? And now with a kid on the way, God, I have to pay child support. I don't know.
All you do is leave the state. That's all you do.
Tony, the girls are just for Richie, okay? All right? You know, Tony's from Wee Scotty's. We spoke with that nice, fine gentleman before, and he was very nice to get on the phone and say hello. So, you know, I think that was very nice. Sure, there's some really nice, fine people out there in Suffolk County, Long Island. And if you're somebody passing through from out of the area, just to give you an idea, WGLI Radio covers a great portion of Suffolk County, and we go into Nassau County. We cover Fire Island and wherever else our waves skip at night. And in all of WGLI land, we'd like to say hello to you. Right now, what I'd like you to do is to kind of feel the radio vibrations, you know, and kind of just put your hand on the radio and kind of say it, I've got dreams. Come on, Rich, just kind of reach out to the mic and feel the radio and say, I've got dreams.
Dreams? I've got dreams?
Yeah, all right, let's go, baby. Come on, let's ride with Mr. Otis Redding. And
dreams.
I've got dreams.
Dreams to have.
Your radio.
Radio station on Long Island.
J. Thomas and Candy Baby on the Mighty 1290 WGLI. And why don't you tell us what you think of us so far by giving us a call at area code 1-516-587-1414 and say hello. Right now, for breakfast or lunch, why not stop down at Chick Snack Town at 1919 French Street, East Meadow Pathmark Mall, and have a hearty egg breakfast or a scrumptious hamburger deluxe lunch. That's right. For breakfast, enjoy Chick's eggs any way you like them with coffee and toast for only $1 with a mention of WGLI in the Glen Burnie Richard Hamilton Show. And for lunch, enjoy Chick's hamburger deluxe with lettuce, tomato, coleslaw, fries, and a soda for only $2.25. So, come on down to Chick Snack Town in the East Meadow Pathmark Mall. So, Rich, how are you? Rich is kind of dozing off. I think we'll hit him one time. Oh, wake up. That's it. Come on to the mic. You know, they pay us to do this. Our producer, Mr. Ira W. Potasnik, who was crazy enough to put Glen Burnie, which is me, and Rich Hamilton here on the, not on the shelf, but on the show here. Why, I don't know, but it was very nice of him to do that. I think he'll go broke doing it, but it was a nice gesture. Well, yeah, you know, he's a little crazy. Dress is kind of funny. But then again, I don't know, Rich told me I dressed funny. Rich, what do you think of this getup I have on here today?
Well, you couldn't bury me in that.
No, it's not bad. Joanne bought it. It's a tennis outfit. My wife Joanne's trying to teach me how to play tennis. And it's an incredible sport. I don't know how anybody can do it. I can get a great right-hand shot, but the left-hand shot, forget it. It's just impossible. But anyway, let me describe this outfit I'm wearing. It's a red and white striped shirt, okay, fire engine red pants. And I understand that you're supposed to wear tennis sneakers with this, but being a former basketball star, not a basket case, a basketball star. My sneakers are black with yellow trim.
Glenn, I don't care what you say, I still think you look like a fire hydrant. You just better be careful when you leave here tonight.
Oh, I better stay away from the dogs. You know,
it's better believe
it. Look at this, the lines are lighting up. Do I see a phone here?
Good morning, you're on the mighty 1290 WGLI radio and you're alive. What can we do for you?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying you have a very nice radio show.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. I really mean that sincerely.
I've been listening to it for a while. It's pretty nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, you know what I'd like to do for you? After we take you off the air, why don't you stay on the line, okay? And I will take your name and address, and we'll pick up a record album and mail it to you. So why don't you stay on with us? And okay, hold on, please. This is the mighty 1290 WGLI Babylon, and here we go with much more music.
I was born in a city that they call.
I wanna get out of the world and learn something. Gotta make it
Mr. Lou Rawls. Wow, we want to thank Mr. Perry Gold for calling us up and telling us that he's enjoying our show. He lives all the way out in Brentwood and Long Island out there. And thank you very much, Perry. We really appreciate your comments. And we hope that the rest of you out there enjoy the show as much as Perry does. And just to show you how great we feel that Perry liked our show, we will be sending him a free record album. So once again, Perry, thank you very much. You're on the mighty 1290 WGLI.
WGLI.
Come see, ride on the night. Sun become
Mr. Tom Jones on the mighty 1290, and wow, I must say we had a ball here tonight, Mr. Rich Hamilton and myself, Glen Burnie. We'd like to thank a whole bunch of people for helping us out tonight, the listeners, of course, who listened, and Mr. Jim Saunders, who allowed us to be here tonight. We'd like to thank our engineer, Mr. Sal Domino. We'd like to thank the staff and management of WGLI Babylon here on Peconic Avenue. And most important of all, we'd like to thank our producer, because without him, we wouldn't be here, Mr. Ira W. Potasnik, the crazy kid himself. And most important of all, hey, we'd like you to come back again next week, right? Same time, same channel, WGLI, 1290 AM Radio, Babylon, Greater Long Island Communications.
Now I believe that it was in my mind.
Bertha.
www.radiotopia.com.